Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real. This week's podcast is titled ECB Sinks the Euro and All Fiat Currencies. The European Central Bank President Mario Draghi has been trying to lower the value of the euro by promising to pursue inflation with a vengeance. His inflation rhetoric was stepped up during a speech he gave to Germany on November 20th of this year. In that speech, Mr. Draghi vowed to, quote, do what we must to raise inflation as quickly as possible, close quote. Draghi's efforts to crush the euro have somehow been taken by Wall Street as a great opportunity to sell gold. But there shouldn't be a person alive having an IQ greater than a mentally challenged amoeba that can rationalize why it is appropriate to sell gold simply because of Mario Draghi's obsession with creating inflation and destroying the euro. Most investors will tell you that the primary driver for the price of gold is the direction of the U.S. dollar index. Therefore, the only due diligence Wall Street recommends doing regarding the direction of the gold market is to take a perfunctory glance at the DXY and then hit the sell button on paper gold ETFs if it is up. That's what Wall Street does. That's what the hedge fund community is doing. That's what these neophyte morons do. They look at the dollar index. If it's green, they sell gold. Now, while it is true that the purchasing power of the dollar is a key metric to judge the direction of gold prices, the dollar index will only tell you what the dollar is doing against a basket of six other flawed fiat currencies. The main component of the dollar index is the euro currency, which represents about 58% weighting in the basket of currencies. Therefore, if the euro is falling, the dollar index usually rises regardless of the fundamental condition of the euro currency, of the dollar currency. But when it comes to valuing gold, investors must first determine what is going on with the real or intrinsic value of the dollar. That's what really counts. What's going on with the dollar? Not if some other banana republic emulator is trying to wreck the currency. In order to truly assess the intrinsic value of the dollar, you must determine the level of real interest rates and the rate of the growth in the money supply and the fiscal health of the U.S. government. When analyzing the dollar using those metrics, it becomes clear that the intrinsic value of the dollar is eroding and therefore should be causing the dollar price of gold to increase, regardless of what is going on with other fiat currencies. Let's look at some facts. The one-year Treasury note is yielding at just 0.49%. You get less than 0.5% on your money by loaning the government money for a whole year, less than 0.5%. But core consumer inflation is up 1.9%. Therefore, real interest rates are now negative, which should be sending investors into buying gold. And I'll show you later that it is sending investors into hoarding gold. Negative real interest rates also cause consumers, businesses, and governments to borrow more money. When more money is borrowed into existence, the money supply grows. Increasing the money supply reduces the value of all of the dollars already in existence, especially when those dollars are growing faster than the mine supply of gold, which, by the way, is about 1 or 2% per annum. The year-over-year change in M2 money supply growth is 6%. But the total output of the U.S. economy is around 2%. So the supply of goods and services is growing far below the rate of money supply growth. This causes aggregate prices to rise, that causes inflation, and reduces, by definition, the intrinsic value of the dollar, while, of course, boosting the value of gold. Finally, our government just agreed to suspend the debt ceiling through mid-March 2017. U.S. debt stands at over $18.6 trillion and is larger than our total gross domestic product. More importantly, U.S. debt amounts to nearly 600% of all of the annual federal revenue. And despite our politicians' self-praise for bringing down deficits from the crisis levels, October's deficit, the 1 month, October deficit was $136.5 billion. That's up 12.2% from October 2015. The sad truth is debt and deficits are running far away from our tax base and will need to be massively monetized, as they are now, for years to come. The simple truth is the U.S. dollar is under increased assault from negative real interest rates, years of money printing courtesy of the Fed, a national debt that the government will try to inflate away and is trying to inflate away now. And these facts aren't made less painful or less true just because the Europeans are on a mission to destroy their currency. Who cares? Yeah, it's going to take more euros to buy gold, but there's more euros outstanding. Now, the announcement by Draghi that he will move heaven and earth in an effort to immediately create inflation should be sending the citizens belonging to the 19 member nations of the European Union who use the euro into a panic. Central bankers are causing the holders of all fiat currencies to eschew that paper in favor of gold. But in today's world of trading robots and dullard money managers, the algorithms are programmed to sell gold ETFs whenever the DXY is in the green. However, once it becomes clear that the economies of Europe and the United States are not that different, the ECB and the Fed will have similar monetary policies. When that happens, the U.S. dollar will roll over against the euro and send Wall Street scrambling back into gold ETFs as the intrinsic value of the dollar takes a dramatic step lower. Global central banks are printing fiat currency at a record pace in order to keep borrowing costs at an all-time low. Indeed, all fiat currency have gone extinct throughout history. Let me repeat that. All fiat currencies have gone extinct without exception throughout history. Massive and unprecedented money printing on a global scale will not alter history's fate. And now I want to move quickly to the proprietary comments. You know, this is key for my investing clients and those potential investors. I'm not changing my mind. I know what's going to happen. I have the confidence. Being in this industry since 1991, money manager since 96, I think I know exactly what's going to happen with the price of gold and why I'm not going to sell what I own. It's about 15% of the portfolio, and I'm looking to buy more. Let me tell you why. Not only the prepared comments, but listen to the proprietary comments as well. The dollar index has now priced in the first rate hike in over 9 years. The Fed has not moved interest rates higher in 9.5 years. But have now promised to everybody that they will start hiking rates in December or lose all credibility. And Mario Draghi has avowed to create inflation as immediately as possible. That has now been priced into the gold market and priced into the DXY because it's known. Everybody knows that. It's a known commodity. I do not believe the economic data will allow the Fed to move more than 2 or 3 times in total from December through all of next year. This means the U.S. dollar will most likely fall in 2016 and send the algo traders scrambling to cover shorts and to take long positions in gold. They will be joining physical buyers that have been hoarding gold all along. This is not my opinion. According to the authority on the subject, the World Gold Council, investors bought 295.7 tons of gold in the third quarter of 2015. That's a 27% increase from the second quarter and a 33% increase year over year. Investors are flocking into physical gold. Central banks have added 175 tons to their reserves in the third quarter of 2015. So why the hell are gold prices stuck in the mud? It's just got to be one or two reasons, and both of them are transient. Either the New York Fed is the selling gold from their vault, and that's being depleted to meet physical demand. In other words, they're stealing. The government is stealing money from all of the nations that have parked their gold at the New York Fed and selling it to meet physical demand. And that in that case, it will soon run out because that will cause the gold price to spike. Or global paper gold ETFs, many of which don't own any gold, will stop selling and become huge buyers once the U.S. dollar falls on the DXY. This is exactly what happened from 2003 to 2012. When the dollar goes into a bear market, and I think it's just about there, because the Fed will be unable to consummate their rate hiking campaign throughout 2016. If that doesn't happen, the U.S. dollar rolls over because it's already the DXY has already priced in at least 3 to 4 or 5 or more rate hikes throughout 2016. If that doesn't happen, the U.S. dollar will roll over. Now, never before in human history has the value of money been under such assault. That's included the dollar, the euro, the yen, you name it, the renminbi. Central banks are stuck with zero and negative nominal yields in order to keep their insolvent governments afloat. There's so much debt outstanding, it cannot be serviced at regular interest rates. Everybody should know that by now. And that's why the Fed and the ECB and the BOJ and the PBOC cannot allow interest rates to ever rise more above very low single digits, if that. After accounting for inflation, those real yields are profoundly negative. And these negative real interest rates are destined to grow even more negative as central banks are forced to step up the debt monetization pace, because the fiscal conditions of the global economy are deteriorating. Therefore, expect rapid money supply growth and massive instability to be the driver for higher gold prices in 2016 and beyond. The catalyst, you asked me, Michael, what's the catalyst for this? What's going to turn this thing around? In addition to what I've just said. The catalyst for the next bull market in gold will be the Fed moving, yes, the Fed beginning to move slightly off of 0%, 0 to 25 basis points, that's what they are right now. When they begin to move, and then having the economy hit a brick wall next year. It's already happening. The economy is very anemic. It's been that way for 5 years. And I believe once the Fed starts to move off zero, maybe like I said, they move 2 or 3 times, the economy, which is already under global distress, hits a brick wall. That's the catalyst for them to stop raising interest rates. That's the catalyst for the U.S. dollar to roll over. And that's the catalyst for the paper gold buyers to join the physical gold hoarders and sending the precious metal back towards all-time highs, and I think rather quickly. Now, I'm going to close with a Thanksgiving message. You know, the key to contentment lies solely in being thankful for what one has been blessed with. Only then will one be blessed with even more. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And I look forward to the next podcast, which will be Wednesday of next week. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.